AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, hour number two on your Monday. Good to have you with us today. Matt Patrick here. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Let's go to Democrat of the Day. We are heading on down to 54A. Brad Tabke is going to be joining us right now. He is the DFL endorsed candidate for this race, and we have a lot to discuss about this race. Brad, welcome on back. Thank you very much for the time.
Hey, Matt, thanks so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure, man. It's nice to have you back on the air. Let's give everyone a little bit of background, Brad, on who you are. And then after you talk about that, talk a little bit about what happened in 2020, okay?
Yeah, for sure. So Brad Tepke here, we're on the 54A. I used to be the mayor of Shakopee. And in 2018, we ran for the House, and it was the first Democrat elected in Shakopee in nearly 30 years. And so we won there against a guy named Eric Mortensen. And then in 2020, in 2018, we got a lot of super proud of all the really great things we got done, not for just for the state of Minnesota, but also for our community. A lot of things that have been sitting on the sidelines for decades, we were able to get done by having Democratic majority in the House. And it was awesome to work with everybody and get a ton of great things done for Shakopee. And then in 2020, during COVID, we lost by 554 votes. And we're running again this fall. And so we're working to get the seat back so that we can continue to get things done and make sure that we are maintaining women's choice in Minnesota, that we're working on education, that we're working on gun safety, and we're continuing to get good work done for Minnesotans.
It should be noted you lost to a person who presented himself as this really kind of not extremist, and the second he took office was probably the most extremist. I can't call him a Republican anymore, but I believe he's out of their party completely. The most extreme far right candidate, a politician in St. Paul. And I can't believe that. I mean, I know this for a fact. I know people that voted for him that thought he was a Republican and have decided they're voting for you this year down in Shakopee because they said that guy is not the community by any means.
Yeah, he has created ground zero basically for this far right ultra MAGA. Just not who we are as a state or as a community. Movement starting from here, him with Action for Liberty and the other far right-wing groups that he has started and been part of, and just a lot of things happening there. And yeah, he was not accepted in the Republican caucus when he first was elected in 2020, and he joined the new Republican caucus and promptly got booted out of there because he was way too extreme for them. So he doesn't have a team. He's all by himself at the Capitol, and he gets absolutely nothing done for Minnesota and for Shakopee. And so it's extremely frustrating to have him there because there's just so many things that are going on right now that our community needs assistance with and that people need to work on. And he is not the guy for that whatsoever. So it we really want to make sure that we get him out of there because he is bad for all of Minnesota.
And it's interesting because even the Republicans know this. And so they're running someone else there. There's another person who's running for the Republican nomination. And now they're all tied up in a campaign finance problem. It is hilarious. I mean, I think it actually is a little bit of an equivalent of what you're seeing going on. It's just, it's unbelievably bad candidates being put forward. I mean, it's exactly what you look at the statewide races for the Republicans. Who in the world put these clowns out there? But that's what you're getting a front row seat of it down there in your district.
Right, exactly. And it will all tie on what kind of year it ends up being. We need to make sure that all of our folks are motivated and everybody gets out to vote because, yeah, there's the Republican Party is absolutely in disarray, for lack of better saying it. It is just an absolute mess. And everybody here in Shakopee kind of knows and understands what's going on there. And we just need people to make sure to get out and vote because redistricting was really good for us. So we gained tremendously in redistricting because we've gotten a lot more dense as a community, a lot more blue, and we just need to make sure everybody gets out to vote. So that's the game this year, is making sure that all of our folks are at the polls.
And talk about, if you could elaborate a little bit more on that, 54A, how did it change with the redistricting?
Yeah, with redistricting, we had almost all good things that we wanted to have happen with redistricting happened. So we Shakopee has been growing tremendously while as mayor. We made some big changes as to how to handle our zoning and development. And so there are a lot more apartments that are being built in town. And we've been door knocking a lot of apartments, and those have been going really well for us. And it's been great to have that momentum of young Minnesotans coming to Shakopee and experiencing. We have just an amazing downtown and a lot of really great entertainment options, and people are seeing that. And so we have a ton of young folks that are we just opened up a brand new brewery downtown, and it was amazing to see how many folks, married couples in their 20s, were at the brewery with their dog. And it's just things we didn't used to see 10 years ago in Shakopee that have really changed. And so that's who we are as a community. And it has been really great. So we lost in the district that Mortensen and I are running in. We lost the townships, basically. So those the super red townships that we've had previously were gone. We also lost a little chunk of my best precinct in town, which was kind of a bizarre thing that they did with redistricting, of just kind of sucked that right out of the middle of town. But it all worked out just fine. And so it's a much bluer district than it used to be. And so it is just going to be a matter of us continuing to do the work like we always have. So our team is not, I think we're over 10,000 doors now that we've knocked.
Nice.
Or we'll get there this weekend. And I personally am almost at 3,000 doors that I've knocked myself. And we're just working really hard, and we can use everybody's help. So if people want to have a district and find a district that they can adopt and come down, you know, 2-3 times a month and come to Shakopee every Saturday at 10:30 at our DFL office we have in downtown Shakopee. We have pancakes and sausage and coffee, and everybody can grab that and then go out and door knock for a couple hours and help us win.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, I've been enjoying the Rod Grams. I'm not really an extremist arguments that we've been hearing from there, but you're right. Your district has not had representation. And by the way, for everyone out there, when you talked about the door knocking, we've had Brad on before. Brad's a great candidate who cared about his town and cared about his district and wanted the best things for them. And quite literally, that district has not been represented in the House at all. This last 2 years, basically. I mean, he's a man without a land to call home. And so here, you know, it is kind of one of those things where this is a pretty clear choice. If you want someone to fight for you in 54A, Brad Dabke is the guy to go with. I mean, this is amazing what the situation has done, but it has shown you what the corruption of that far right. Let's get in, though, to some of the other issues that you're working on, because you, like I said, you've had a front row seat for what hasn't been done there. Let's talk about some of the issues you're championing there that you want people to know that you're going to go fight for over in St. Paul.
Yeah, it's thanks for that question, Matt. It is on the doors. It's been very interesting. It started out with people being very concerned, and rightfully so, and hurting with the price of gas and the price of food and what's happening there. And people that was the first thing they would bring up on the doors when I would knock. And I'm like, yeah, we really need to make sure that we are working on these issues of getting corporate tax under control and making sure that we are not having price gouging. And we've had Democratic bills that do these kinds of things, and looking at, you know, at the profits the gas companies are making right now is just ridiculous. And so we can do things like that. And so that's how door knocking really in the spring started. And then when the decision on Roe leaked, everybody wanted to talk about Roe, and that's it. Even Republicans are very, very concerned about this activism from the judicial system. And it's really a terrible thing that has happened. And so we are, even many Republicans that I talk to, because we in Shakopee, and don't be scared of this, but we talk to everybody in Shakopee. So it is not just Democrats that we talk to. We have a lot of folks and Republicans that we talk with, and it's a freedom thing. And so we have to make sure that we are preserving the freedom and the freedom of choice for women and families. And that is the number one thing that people are talking to me about right now, day in and day out. The number two thing that people talk to me about is gun safety. And we have really great solutions in the Minnesota House that I have voted for previously around red flag laws and background checks and making sure that we are doing the right things there to save lives in Minnesota. And so that those are the two biggest things that I keep hearing about. And so you have all these talking points that are coming from the media and from the Republican side about how it's going to be this giant Republican wave. And it does not feel like that on the doors. People are just simply overwhelmed at just all of the BS that's going on and just all of the craziness around politics. And they just want somebody who cares about them and their lives. And so that's what we listen, we focus on that, and we help people.
You know, Brad, I'm going to back you up with that because I have read some analysis from Republican pollsters who are basically like, this is not good. And I mean, we talked about, and this is out of Minnesota per se, but we talked about the Nebraska one race, which was a 22-point race the last time. It was six. You know, that was the first major race afterwards. I'm going to be very interested to see what happens down in Minnesota one. I have a feeling that is right. That's going to be an interesting race. But you're right. I mean, as much as I don't want to be glib about this. This is not about being glib. But you can talk about gas prices. You can talk about inflation. The reality is when you start taking away people's rights, and there's the threat of getting rid of contraception, there's the threat of getting rid of gay marriage, there's the threat of possibly revisiting sodomy laws because this far-right conservative side of this country wants to push this on the rest of us, that is a very stark warning. And people are just – they are scared of where this is going, and they are very active right now. I think it's going to be a big turnout, and I think you're right. I think the DFL and the Democrats overall are going to see some big surprises with these when these elections happen.
Yes, exactly. And it, the doors feel great. And so I know a lot of people are get nervous about going door knocking and are scared about it. And what we have on Thursday is what we call a door knock dash. And so it's just a really easy way to get into door knocking. We just take a really short list and we take just 90 minutes of somebody's time and we send them to 20, 25 doors of folks that we know are supporters so that they can get the feel for how door knocking works, to ease into it, and then grow from there. And so if people want to come down and help door knock in Shakopee, they can go to tadkeyformn, formn.com at tadkeyformn.com/volunteer. And we'd love to have folks, and we make it easy. And you'll feel what it's like on the doors and just how I keep going back to the word overwhelmed of people are, especially because Shakopee is a really young community. And so we have a lot of young families and there's just so much going on with it.
And it's cute. It's cute. It's a nice town. If you haven't been down there, it's actually really nice. Let's talk about another issue that you've been championing. You worked on when you were in the house. That's housing. And talk a little bit about, first of all, I'm not aware of how is the housing in your district? Is it keeping up with demand, especially for all economic classes? And then what are some of the ideas that you would like to look at for housing when it comes to not only your district, but also the state?
Yeah, housing is such a critical thing that it doesn't get enough attention for where, especially in the metro, and not just in the metro, sorry, it's all over the state of Minnesota. You go to Winona, you go to Windham, you go to different areas of the state, and there's just not enough housing in those areas. And as a state, we need to make sure, and it's a really simple mantra, but we just need more housing. We need more housing of all kinds, which will help everybody. And so that needs to, we need to have communities that are working together to have both intro starter houses. And so in Shakopee here, our housing prices have skyrocketed. So single family homes have gone up, values have gone up significantly over the course of the last 2-3 years. And it is just an incredible increase. It's pricing a lot of folks out. It's causing issues for seniors that are on fixed incomes, and those kinds of things are all extremely concerning. And so we need to make sure that we are building all types of housing in Shakopee and every community across the state. And so there's a large lack of housing, especially on the affordable spectrum of things. And so we need to do a combination of things of reducing regulations and the ability to build that kind of housing. And so in like I was talking about earlier in Shakopee, it was nearly impossible to build an apartment building pre-2016. It just wasn't a thing. And so there are still a lot of communities that are that way. And so we need to make sure that communities are working on their zoning and making sure that they are encouraging multi-unit developments that are happening at all, affordable for all spectrums. And so there are a lot of different programs that we can do. Well, as the legislature, we worked really hard on a tax plan to make sure that that was people could easily invest and get in affordable housing and make sure that we're getting a lot more across the state. And we'll have to revisit that again, hopefully, after I win. But there are so many great choices, especially right now with the surplus. It is something that has to be addressed.
And by the way, and I really applaud you on looking at outstate Minnesota, because that is the great thing that Republicans don't want to talk about. The housing crisis in rural Minnesota, because there's no one building new houses out there for the most part. You know, you might get an apartment complex, you might get a few townhomes, but when you're talking about a home that someone wants to buy, that's not really out there. So you're having to move out into the country where there might not even be Wi-Fi or broadband or anything like that. And away from the town to where now all of a sudden you got extra gas, you know, problems there. I think you have to look at this as a statewide issue. And you're right. There is a massive housing crisis right now in outstate Minnesota.
Right. And this, the program that we were championing in 2019, I think we could have passed it in 2020, but COVID had other plans for us for that entire legislative session. But it's a model that a program that we modeled after one in Fargo. And so we worked on what North Dakota had and that they're using, and the tremendous number of units that they were able to build by leveraging private sector money and helping to get that done. So it was a really good thing that it can absolutely help. And there are just so many good opportunities. We just have to have the push to get them done.
Brad said it. It's knocking on the doors. If you knock on every door, if the DFLer candidate in a certain district knocks on every door in that district, they'll win that district. It is really that simple. It's hard work. It's a lot of time on the street. It's a lot of volunteers, but it's incredibly successful. And Brad can speak to this because he's had success with this plan before. TabKey4MN. That's TabKeyForMN.com. My usual speech, Brad, help your local DFLer by all means. But if you're in a relatively safe district, get down to Shakopee. They need help in 54A. You can go down there, door knock. If you want to make a donation, by all means, do that. And we can take that seat back this year, but we have to work for it. And that means knocking in the volunteering. So once again, Brad, it's TabKeyForMN.com, right?
That's perfect. Exactly. Thanks for having me, Matt.
And wait. What was that about pancakes and sausage? What was that about pancakes and sausages?
that's kind of our thing. Every Saturday morning, 10:30, we have an office on First that we have just recently opened up. It's right in downtown Shakopee. And it's right, if anybody comes to Shakopee, it's right across from O'Brien's public house. So we have pancakes every Saturday morning at 10:30. So you can come down and have pancakes and sausage and coffee, and we do training for making sure everybody knows how to door knock, and we get everybody out, and we have a really good time. And so I encourage everybody to come down for those Saturday morning door knocks.
Indeed. TabKeyForMN.com. I'll link to everything a little bit later on. Brad, all my best. We need you back in St. Paul, so all my best out there. Democrat of the Day, 54A, Brad Tabke. Thanks, Brad. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.